This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of intramuscular myxomas from the pathology section on orthobullets.com. Intramuscular myxomas are benign soft tissue tumors that present as a slow-growing, deeply seated mass confined within the skeletal muscle. Therefore, these lesions are intramuscular. The root word myxo is from Greek, which means mucus. Intramuscular myxomas likely develop from premature mesenchymal stem cells, which differentiate into benign fibroblasts, which lose their capacity to secrete collagen. As far as the epidemiology, intramuscular myxomas occur in 40 to 60-year-olds, with a slight female predilection. Intramuscular myxomas are commonly located in the thigh, shoulder, buttock, or upper arm. Associated conditions include Masebrod syndrome and myxoid liposarcomas. Masebrod syndrome is a syndrome characterized by multiple intramuscular myxomas associated with monoostotic or polyostotic fibrous dysplasia. Myxoid liposarcomas are important to differentiate from a myxoid liposarcoma, which occurs in an intramuscular location. As far as the prognosis for intramuscular myxomas, local recurrence and metastasis is uncommon. Now let's talk about the presentation of intramuscular myxomas. Patients will typically have symptoms of a slowly growing mass that may or may not be painful. Remember that pain in soft tissue sarcomas is often based on compression of surrounding tissues like vessels or nerves. As far as imaging for intramuscular myxomas, on MRI, these lesions have a homogeneous appearance, they have a bright T2 signal, a dark T1 signal, and have an intramuscular location. Remember, the intramuscular location of myxomas is important to differentiate from myxoid liposarcoma, which occurs in an intermuscular location. Again, the intramuscular location of myxomas is important to differentiate from myxoid liposarcoma, which occurs in an intermuscular location. As far as the histology of intramuscular myxomas, this is characterized by a bland and hypocellular myxoid stroma, no cellular atypia, a low nuclear to cytoplasmic ratio, and no atypical mitosis. The treatment of intramuscular myxomas can be non-operative or operative. Non-operative management includes observation for asymptomatic lesions. Operative options include marginal surgical excision, which is indicated for symptomatic benign low-grade tumors. Keep in mind that neoadjuvant chemoradiotherapy is not needed, and local recurrence and metastasis is uncommon. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over a few questions to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. The first question reads, a 56-year-old female with a history of thyroid cancer presents with a slowly enlarging mass along her medial distal thigh. On examination, there is mild tenderness around the mass, which is firm and mobile. A sagittal T2-weighted MR image shows a high signal intensity lesion with peripheral edema most pronounced at the poles. A sagittal contrast-enhanced T1-weighted fat-saturated MR image shows a thin septal and peripheral enhancement in an intramuscular location. A biopsy of this lesion shows uniform spindle cells with small nuclei, few in number relative to the abundant pale myxoid background. What is the most likely diagnosis? And the choices are 1, intramuscular myxoma, 2, myxoid liposarcoma, 3, neurofibroma, 4, ganglion, and 5, metastases. The correct answer to this question is 1, intramuscular myxoma. So if you have good situational awareness and know that we're going over questions about intramuscular myxoma, you should have gotten this question correct. But to quickly review, a myxoma is a benign mesenchymal neoplasm without malignant potential and is most frequently found in 40 to 70-year-old patients with a slight female predilection. It is composed of bland, undifferentiated stellate cells with thin collagen fibers within a myxoid stroma. It is most commonly found in the thigh, upper arm, calf, and buttock. MRI will often show a circumferential rind of fatty tissue adjacent to at least one of the poles of the mass that will demonstrate high signal on T1 sequences. Petskovaj Thomas et al. Reviewed imaging and pathologic characteristics of myxomatous lesions. They state that these lesions are characterized by mucoid/myxoid extracellular matrix with high water content, which results in distinctive cross-sectional imaging features, such as a high signal on T2 MRI, low attenuation on CT, and hypoechoic to anechoic on ultrasonography. Myxoid soft tissue tumors may be confused with cysts. Benign myxoid lesions include intramuscular myxoma, synovial cysts, bursa, ganglion, and benign peripheral nerve sheath tumors, such as neurofibroma and schwannoma. Malignant entities include myxoid liposarcoma, myxoid leiomyosarcoma, myxoid chondrosarcoma, ossifying fibromyxoid tumor, and myxofibrosarcoma. And moving on to the final question, a 40-year-old male presents to your office with complaints of hip/leg pain for 6 months. He's otherwise healthy and denies trauma. Imaging reveals an intramuscular location with a relatively homogeneous appearance on MRI. The lesion is bright on T2 and dark on T1. Histology reveals bland hypocellular myxoid that does not show cellular atypia in the relatively homogeneous cells without nuclear atypia, mitotic figures, or high nuclear to cytoplasmic ratio. What treatment do you suggest for this patient? And the choices are 1. Observation, 2. Physical therapy, 3. Surgical excision, 4. Neoadjuvant chemotherapy followed by surgical excision, and 5. Surgical excision followed by adjuvant radiotherapy. The correct answer to this question is 3. Surgical excision. So the history and images described suggest an intramuscular myxoma, which is a benign tumor that presents as a slow-growing, deeply seated mass confined to the skeletal muscle. The keys to this question are 1. The intramuscular location, 2. The relatively homogeneous appearance on MRI, 3. The bright T2/dark T1 signal suggesting a myxoid tumor, and 4. Bland hypocellular myxoid-appearing histology that does not show cellular atypia in the relatively homogeneous cells without nuclear atypia, mitotic figures, or high nuclear to cytoplasmic ratio. As described in the reference by Prado et al., local surgical excision is the treatment of choice, and recurrence is extremely rare. Intramuscular myxomas are commonly located in the thigh, shoulder, buttock, or upper arm. Multiple intramuscular myxomas are usually associated with monoostotic or polyostotic fibrous dysplasia, also known as Mazabrod syndrome. That's all for this review about intramuscular myxomas. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.